It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Well, do you have Lukanen got some time off here? I assume he'll get in with a back-to-back. Just when he gets back in, what is the key in your mind that you want to see from him?
Obviously, just find his game. I think there's parts of his game been good, but then there's parts he struggled at. And, not anything to do technical, I don't think. It's just, you've got to believe in what you're doing as a goaltender and get out there and do it.
Do you think he needed maybe a little bit of a reset here?
We can guess at that, but, it just happened. Reimer stepped in, played some really good games, and he's got some valuable off-ice work in. And you look at that as an opportunity to, when you're back in there, the challenge to be really good.
You're not surprised about James, but I guess how valuable is it to have a guy like him that can spell but also can take over for a few games?
I think you look at what he's done the last three games. I think that just speaks for itself. I thought previous to that, kind of hot and cold with his games, but I thought these last three games he's just really been on his game, and no pucks are going through him. I think that's always a sign that the goaltender's seeing it and feeling it.
Uko talked about the influence of having James just in the locker room, and I know they talk a lot. And he said the same thing he did with Craig Anderson before you were here. I mean, just what's the value of a veteran guy in that room with Uko, with Levi when Levi was here, just to talk about the game after the fact or what they saw?
Well, I think you can imagine what James is seen and been through in all the different places, and he's experienced probably everything from struggles to going really good to team struggles to teams playing well, to that guy that sits next to him that needs a guy to pick him up sometimes. And I think James is really well liked in there, and I think he's been really good for UPL, and I think there's a calmness to him that he doesn't get too high. He doesn't really get too low. He just comes in and does his job.
A guy like Isak Rosén, who scores a ton in the AHL, is it challenging to play farther down in the lineup, fewer minutes? What are some of the challenges for a player like that coming to the NHL?
Well, I think it's always typical of, when you first come up, until you find you get seated. You got to become a real reliable player. You're a lot of times not on that first power play unit, which gives you that extra you know, high-end talent time where you get to handle a puck a little bit more. So in the meantime, you know, when he steps in, he's really got to make every shift count. And, you know, I think he's progressing. Like, every game for me has gotten better. I think he's skated better. He's made better plays. His puck plays last night, you know, maybe side one, were all plays that, you know, he knew where the support was coming from and put the puck in the right place.
We were talking about Jacob Bernard-Docker after the game last night. Do you think he views this as he has an opportunity to maybe change his career? I mean, it's, you know, things kind of went stale in Ottawa. Now here he is, and he's playing with Owen Power. I mean, for a guy that's...
I think when you step into a new lineup and you haven't been playing with the previous lineup, you look at it as an opportunity that you've got a group that doesn't know a lot about your personality, doesn't know a lot about the ins and outs of you as a person. And you get this opportunity to plant a seed right away that I'm going to make it really hard on you to take me out of the lineup when I get in. And if you look at his game, that's exactly what he's done right now.
It's a challenge facing a team that just changed head coaches and maybe has a little bit more new life generated.
It's definitely going to be a challenge. I think you saw it in last night's game. They won. You know, it's new life for different players always when a coach comes in. And those players want to prove that, you know, I was deserving of more time is usually what it's all about. So I think that's the challenge, is be ready for a team that will have some freshness to it.
You talked a lot about Owen Power and the little things, you know, you've been trying to get out of him this year. I'm curious just what you've learned about the person maybe and coaching him and just his coachability and willingness to kind of take to the teaching.
You know, even a conversation with him this morning, he said he's really not looking at anybody else when we walk or watch or talk about the game. He's self-evaluating himself, and he's pretty good at it. He understands that there's areas of his game, you know, have to get better, need to get better. But he is a good student of the game. He loves the game and wants to get better and knows that his game, some areas have been good, some areas need improvement. Some areas need strength. And throughout my career as a young defenseman, it's probably always been you need more strength, usually the first few years. You need more strength. Long list of defensemen that you can go through, from Brian Campbell to you name it, Tyler Myers, long list of them, Wilson, guys like that, that when they first get here, in those first few years, they need more strength.
What's the challenge of, I guess, keeping guys' confidence while he's waiting for that strength?
I think you look at the game as a whole, you look at his year as a whole, the areas that have been good, how he brings the puck up the ice and the vision he has. I think Docker mentioned how well they break out the puck together. I think that's strength. I would point to, net front goals that go in, like net front battles. That's strength, that's awareness, that's positioning, it isn't just one thing. Sometimes it isn't even strength, because sometimes all it is tying up the opposition's stick by being in good position. You know, not letting the opposition forward undercut you. Keep them in front of you. Just detail work that, he was going through again today.
Ovechkin didn't score last night, so unless something cataclysmic happens, you're not dealing with the record Sunday. But you were there the night Gretzky, broke Esposito's record. What was your memory of that? But how does that connect to what your guys might be dealing with Sunday, even though we might not get there?
You know, I think the league in a whole has wrapped their arms around this whole, what he's accomplished and what he is accomplishing at the age he's accomplishing. And I've said this, he's one incredible athlete. And with one incredible shot, and the shot really hasn't gone down that much over all these years. And I think that's due to how strong that man is. For him to not be, I'm actually glad he's not within reach or shouldn't be within reach. But he's going to get, here's what you know, he's going to get one or two chances in the game. And he's already proven this year, he doesn't miss the mark that often. So you know, we know that, you know, we got to do a good job when we're out there against them. And we're going to just treat it like normal, and make sure that we cross our T's, dot our I's, and limit the opportunities.
What was it like being on the ice that night with Gretzky, knowing he was one away? Anybody
I think I was glad I wasn't on the ice. I would have got a minus. That would have been bad. I think Richie Dunn was on. God bless him. That was kind of a different. Like, I mean, Wayne did it a different way. Like, Ovi does it with pure strength and an unbelievable shot. And Wayne has got an unbelievable shot too. But you know, kind of a different type of player. But you could see that team, how good they were offensively. It was a matter of time before somebody was going to do it. And you know that Wayne in his career, which, I've often said we started the same year and I'm like 3,200 points behind him.
He's going to become the third youngest defenseman ever to get to 500 games tomorrow. What impresses you about where he's at, still only 24 years old?
Yes. You think of a guy that's played 500 games at 24 years old. That's hard to really wrap your arms around, really, when defense is the toughest position to play in this league as a young player. So I think he's kind of an example for Owen in some cases on, you know, you got to grow up, you're going to have struggles. There's areas of your game, you know, that training can help. There's areas of your game that playing and understand the way the game is. Part of that understanding is knowing who you're playing against in this league. You get to know what the best players do. And in Dahl's case, he's playing most nights against the top line. So it's an understanding of where you're at, who you're playing against, and this continuation of trying to get better every year.
Sam, do you expect him to be back tomorrow?
Don't know. Early indications were it was going to be 50-50 practice today. I mean, obviously he skated the other day, but didn't come out of that great. So, but we got Zucker back. So, you know, we're good one way or the other.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
StreetEasy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more.
StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.